anybody listening.
Sound pressure versus distance. Yeah, they're going to be deaf.
affirmative on that. It's going to be a rude awakening for some of these folks, that's for sure.
Brown, you can't go through life totally oblivious to your surroundings. I actually saw one YouTube video. It was kind of funny, but in a way it wasn't. This woman, she's, I guess, listening to something with a little earbud earphones, walks right off the end of a subway platform. Okay, potentially not funny. I mean, the passersby got to her and pulled her back, you know, long before a train got there. But, you know, try not to walk in front of a bus or something.
Affirmative on that. It's amazing. You know, you get out here and you're walking around, or in my case, I have a power chair and I use hear me coming, and they're like, look, I'll turn around and look. But you get some of these kids or folks with the earbuds in, and they're looking at their phone, and you know, next thing you know, you're trying to dodge them because they're about ready to walk.
Today, let's say 35, 40 years ago or more, you know, we listened to loud music, but it was through speakers that were, let's say, on the other side of the room. So I'm going to say 6 to 10 feet away. Now, even when you had the earphones, it was the ones that went over the ear. Now, you know, of course, the inverse square law. If I have the distance, I quadruple the volume. Have it again, and I quadruple it again. You see the problem? If I bring the sound 10 times closer, the effective sound pressure level is like 100 times greater. But you know, I guess they'll learn when they're 40 and they've had hearing aids for the past couple of years.
Well, I finally decided to get hearing aids that look like some of those earbuds, so I think I just fit right in, even though I'm certainly not vain about having hearing aids, because I've had them for over 50 years.
Through the little Bluetooth headset thing for mobile phones.
Yeah, but I've got my hearing aids are colored since they look like earbuds.
They got the little Bluetooth thing in their ear.
I love the Bluetooth because I can be sitting there listening to something and people don't even know I'm listening to something, but I'm probably looking around more than most people because I'm aware that I'm what I can hear and what I can't hear. So, you know, I've got my eyes going.
Or a mobile station, you're starting to go below the noise again. Is there a way to, an antenna problem or a power problem?
I've got a Yaesu 300 with a common antenna on top of a filing cabinet indoors, so it might fade in and out a little bit on you, because I'm not moving.
Like a mobile magnetic mount antenna, and it's using the file cabinet as a ground plane? I mean, that actually should work.
That is correct.
It'll give you a bigger ground plane. Or take some half-inch copper tubing and build a J-pole antenna. That's what this is, and it's not even outside. It's in the corner of the room, basically, you know, it's lying against the wall in the corner of an outside wall. So, that's a very good antenna. Nobody exactly knows why. It's easy to build. Doesn't need a ground plane.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I went with something easy because, you know, it was simplified, and I've got limited space in this house we rent. So, you know, I have to kind of work with what I've got. But I've got a CW unit, mountain topper, that I have hooked to a Klaigent's MC750 that will do 20, 40, 30, and 80, and it worked pretty well.
For a while it cleared there a little bit, but you're still in the noise. Yeah, you know, it's all the antenna. Now, I just reduced power. You should probably still hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. What kind of power are you putting out?
HF radio, so it either has 5 watts or 45 watts. There's nothing really in between. So this would be 5 watts.
That's pretty good. I'm running about 25 watts right now myself.
That repeater with a handheld on 5 watts, I've done it before. You know, just for proof of concept, I have this one ICOM handheld, and I'm not sure where I got this antenna, but it's a long antenna. It's almost 4 feet long. So that's not a quarter wave on 2 meters. It's maybe not even a half wave. It might be like a 5/8 wave. But kind of an unwieldy antenna for a portable radio, but, you know, it works well. Well, you take the portable radio with the car antenna. That's what I used to use for a long time.
Pretty impressive.
That hams has spent $1,000 on radios and $50 on the antenna. It should probably be the reverse. They're getting walked over by the guy who spent 50 or 100 bucks on some rig he found in a swap meet. But, you know, he actually took the time to build a good antenna.
And that one.
I wonder if I could even get to this. Now, this repeater, straight line from where I am, is every bit of 40 miles. I think it's 46 miles. You know what I should do? I should take that handheld again and go down to 1 watt and see if I can still get through. But, you know, it makes it okay on 5 watts. 4 or 5 watts. Well, you know, it's an HC. How much power could it be? Let's say 5 watts at the antenna. I almost think 1 watt would make it.
Want to try it? I'm here.
Like 2 minutes and we'll try it.
Hi.
KE-KD2-VNG.
KTE, coming back to K2-GUN. You sound fine. I can pick you up, no problem.
This antenna doesn't quite lock in place, but this is the antenna that I mentioned. When it's fully telescoped out, it's about 44 inches long, and this is sitting on top of an ICOM IC-02AT, little handheld, or not so little, a fairly big handheld, but it's still probably only 4 or 5 watts at the antenna.
That's pretty impressive, because I'm down in Spartanburg, and so I think it'd be 50 miles from me.
No matter where you are, I'm about 46 miles from the repeater, and you in Spartanburg, you might be almost as far. Now, let's try something. I'm going to go to low power. You make it. Again, this is 5 watts. We'll go down to 1 watt. 2BNG. This should be the 1 watt setting. I don't think I've got the repeater, though.
Picking you up, no problem.
Power setting, which is either 1 watt or 2 watts. So if you can hear me now, then, you know, that just proves my point. It's not so much the transmit power as the antenna. The switch, which I think is the backlighting. Can't tell if it's on or not. Alright, so we're back to the 5 watt setting. But, you know, again, this is proves my point. It's not power, it's antenna.
Picking you up, I had a phone call there, K3TE.
Yeah, so this is my call down to get boo-boo. I got a way to call.